Blog Talk Radio.
Lush live in the building, man. Big shout out to Special Ed. Big shout out to all of the people out there. And happy birthday to all the Scorpios out there. Micheline Bowman had her birthday, and plenty of other people had their birthday this week. Also, a little Mo had her birthday this past week also. Also, RuPaul had her birthday. He had her birthday this past week. I still love RuPaul. And a lot of amazing things happened this past couple of weeks. And tonight's show is called The Wrap-Up. Yo, the big issue tonight is Bill Cosby. Did he go down in flames? Did he do it? Didn't he do it? What's your thoughts on it? Call in at 347-826-7722. Also, we got a new app right now. You can see the link on our Instagram, and you can also go on the Facebook. And the link, all you have to do is click the link, and you have to save the icon to your phone, and you can directly listen live to the show. And anything you need to find out about Lush Radio Online is directly on the app. Big shout-out to my man, Brian Thornwell, for doing the app for us. And now our sponsors or anybody that wants to advertise their company can advertise now on our new app. And log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow us at Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to the phone lines and see some people's feedback on this Bill Cosby issue. And we got some other stuff to touch on this week. Caller from the 240, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hi, how are you? I was calling. Are you guys talking about Bill Cosby right now?
Yeah, we're talking about Bill Cosby right now. What are your thoughts on the issue? I mean, you have plenty of women coming for saying that Bill Cosby allegedly raped them. One lady said that she got drugged and she had semen allegedly in between her legs. They're saying he used a date rape drug. So, I mean, it's all kinds of allegations up in the air. Still haven't had any proof. And they're all white women. What's the deal? What's your thoughts?
Well, my thought is I really can't believe how all these women are coming out of the woodwork when these situations have happened so long ago. You almost ask yourself, what took them so long?
Exactly.
What do you think it could be?
I don't know. I mean, you know, some people had thoughts that maybe, you know, he was paying these women off and he stopped paying and now all of a sudden they want to come out. But I'm like, all these women are like decrepit. They're like in their like, you know, like later 60s, 70s. I mean, these women are old, you know.
Well, he's old.
Yeah, he's old. I mean, he's 77. Why are they doing this now? I don't know what they're accomplishing. Are they trying to get money out of the situation, or did he piss somebody off? And I don't know.
I think he may have pissed somebody off, too. And, I mean, a lot of people, with all these women coming out of the woodwork, it's like they're really, really, really trying. Whoever he pissed off, these women could have been could be blackmail. You never know. I don't know.
Exactly.
He could have been paying all of them off, like you said, and now he maybe stopped paying, and now everybody's got an attitude. Who knows? But I mean, they all seem to have somewhat of the same story. And I said to myself, if he did give them drugs, maybe he gave them the date rape drug and. What is the date rape drug? Rehypnol?
I think it's Rehypnol or something.
It's called
like
Rehypnol. And,
yes.
I mean, the side effects from Rehypnol, if I'm not mistaken, you know, you would rarely remember anything after the event occurred. So who knows? They
exactly.
may have had flashbacks afterwards and they didn't realize what happened, you know, until after the fact, and they could have felt embarrassed and felt like, you know, he's a super icon and nobody's going to believe them. They're going to think that they're just gold diggers trying to get money. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the date rape drug, I mean, there have been occurrences where they have stated that people have had flashes of, you know, being in the act, but, you know, they maybe being coerced into the act and stuff. The reports say that he drugged them and, you know, got on top of them. Like I said, one young lady said that she woke up and she had semen. But I'm like, a lot of this stuff doesn't add up, you know. Jamerson? Is it Dickerson? The young lady from The Next Top Model, one of the judges. She reportedly had some pictures of Bill Cosby in a multicolored robe. And apparently said she took pictures of him. This is reported to TMZ that she took pictures of him before or either after this alleged rape commenced, right? And I'm like, You had a Polaroid with you? I don't understand. It doesn't make sense, you know?
Right.
You took a picture of him afterwards. It doesn't show him in the act or him naked or anything like that. So how? I mean, anybody could take a picture of somebody in a robe. You know what I'm saying?
And as far as, like, the Rehypnol goes, if it was the drug, Rehypnol, we don't know what the heck they were given. But let's say if it was the date rape drug. You know, you only have, like, 72 hours. And after the 72 hours, it's subject not to being as sensitive for the test.
Exactly.
So it wouldn't even show up in the people's system after 72 hours. Supposedly.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing is crazy. It makes no sense. And then Bill Cosby came up in a time where even if you looked at a freaking white woman at that time and you were African American man, you would end up being killed or, you know, or your career being destroyed.
But there again, him being an icon and, you know, somewhat of the celebrity that he is, I'm sure he had special privileges.
I guess maybe he got a celebrity pass or something, but it still does not explain. Still, at the same time, it doesn't add up.
Not acceptable either.
Well, we have some statements from some of the people online. LaTanya, the bartender, she says she has some strong views about this, and you know, she's not in the favor of Bill Cosby. Emma E2K of Lush Radio Online, she says, if he's guilty, he shouldn't get a pass because he's a celebrity. Hell no. And Ashanti on Facebook says, Paul Moody says he's getting his ninja wake up where all those conservatives who supported him when he was criticizing black folks, I think, what's happening to him is deeper than we'll ever know. Being black in America, it never ends. So those are some of the people's thoughts on Facebook. And I had another young man who went in really deep, and we're going to talk, give information about what he thought about the situation. My thesis or my synopsis of this situation is, first off, let's go back to Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, when he first initially came into the industry, was ratchet, just like Oprah, okay? Oprah did the whole Jerry Springer. They both exploited black America in general, okay? And they can't sit here and deny it. They exploited Black America. They converted and became conservative, and they got all this love from these conservative white people. Bill Cosby has countably several times been caught downgrading Black people. He really doesn't like Black people like that, even though they support him, you know. But, you know, he really doesn't. A lot of people call him an a-hole. And, you know, we really don't know Bill Cosby per se. You know, now that they have dragged in Raven Simone into the situation. But I'm like,
right,
you notice they're all white women.
She says she doesn't want any apologies. You know, did you read what she had to say, her statement, that she didn't want any part of that? And, like, that everybody who, you know, when she was on the set, everybody treated her with respect and everything, and she thinks it's disgusting how they're...
Raven Simone was a baby at that time. Like, that's sick. I don't think it had anything to do with Raven Simone. If it was, it would have been something, because Raven Simone speaks out, and her family, they don't play any games. So if Raven Simone had gotten raped or allegedly raped, that would have been out there by now, okay?
Right.
Now, this issue more looks like a black male or trying to defame someone's name issue, because maybe someone didn't get paid off and they paid these women to come out. But I don't deny, I wouldn't say look past the fact that Bill Cosby had sex with these women. Because apparently Bill Cosby was a freak, you know what I'm saying? But he was freaking with them white chicks, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, who's not to say that, you know, they had sex with them so they can further their career. But a lot of them were saying that he was saying they were going to further their career. You know how this Hollywood stuff is.
But
if
that were the case, then that wouldn't be rape.
Exactly. That means that they agreed to it. And
that was an agreement.
Exactly. Like, I mean, if we have sex tonight, you know, are we, you know, and then with the backlash of all of this, which there's actually no statement that any of this is true, but it's allegedly, all of the networks that he was supposed to do work with have basically, you know, canceled him, you know. They're canceling from NBC to Netflix. I mean, he would have had generated a lot of money in the near future, but due to this incident, he's being canceled. And the young lady,
when you look at it, maybe that was the setup the whole time so that he wouldn't be able to collect his money.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe it wasn't. You know, maybe it was. Now,
I mean, if you look at it, if you have a large corporation, and they're like about to lose billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they go to the extreme of destroying someone's and character and defaming them for their own financial gain?
Exactly. Somebody's winning in this situation. We don't know who it is.
That's corporate America.
Exactly.
They do all kinds of stuff. I mean, a lot of I've never seen you do any kind of stuff, but I mean, a lot of media. sometimes they just destroy people. They tear them apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are ruthless.
The wrong person. If you piss off the wrong person in the industry, you can ruin your whole career, and you may be at the top of your game. When you do something to the wrong, wrong person, and that's it. Your whole career's done. You won't ever do a thing again.
Exactly, and we've seen it what's her name? Wendy Williams. She had one of the top radio stations in New York City with Charlamagne. So one time she said something about P. Diddy, and she got canceled. She was blackballed for a while. It took her years to come back, okay? You know, so, I mean, look at Chris Brown. He did what he did, and he was blackballed from the industry. Couldn't even sell records, you know. So when you do something or piss somebody off, you get backlash for it. Now, apparently, Janice Dickinson, and from years in the past, she's been known for being an alcoholic, a drunk, and being a whore, okay?
So basically, she's reckless.
she's a reckless individual. So, you know, we have to, you know, we have to kind of like, can we really trust what she's saying? But, I mean, also dealing with women
right.
that have been raped, if he did do that, it is wrong, and he deserves to burn in the flames. But we
if
still
he did
need
do
to
it,
have
he,
legit-
is, he is wrong. It's not acceptable. I mean, you know, with you having a wife at home, and with so many
exactly.
women out here that are gold diggers and are willing to just throw it at you, give someone the right to go and take something from somebody. Who are you?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now, they got this crazy picture of him. I guess he looked like he was pimping or whatever he thought he was doing. He looked like a hot mess. But anyway, this is no
well, you know,
like the Polaroid.
If you would look at his movies like Uptown Saturday Night and all that mm-hmm. stuff, back in those days, the player look was in.
Yeah, I mean he thought he was playing, but this multicolor role was not looking player ish. But I mean, it might have been expensive. But okay,
I have to check that out.
Oh, it's on the website. If you log on to www.lushradio.com, there the picture is from TMZ. Janet Dickinson, she said she told ET that after dinner with Bill Cosby, he gave her a pill and some wine, and the last thing she remembered was Cosby in a patchwork robe, dropping his robe and getting on top of me. She said the next morning she was naked with semen between her legs.
Wow.
That sounds
like a diazepam or a Hypnol or like some type of.
But this is the thing. This is the thing, though. He gave her a pill. It wasn't like she slipped it in there. He just said he gave her a pill. So that could have been ecstasy or anything.
Right. It could have been anything. But if she didn't remember. I mean, I don't have any experience with any ecstasy or anything like that, but if he did, I know some people who have, and for the most part, the people who have experimented with it, one of the side effects wasn't memory loss.
Mm.
So it sounds like it's been some type of diazepine or some type of diazepam, Valium or something. But if somebody or some Xanax or something,
give you a pill, you're not going to take a random pill from somebody.
No,
you're not.
And that's what that was the point I was about to make. You don't. I mean, who gives you a pill and you just swallow it and you don't know what it is.
Exactly.
So because
he
was Bill Cosby and he gave you a pill, it was okay for you to just swallow it and just go. You set yourself up for that.
Well, listen to this. Dickinson tells TMZ she took these Polaroids of Bill Cosby in a hotel room after she took the pill, but before she blacked out, you see Cosby lounging in a colorful patchwork robe with a 40 of malt liquor by his side. Now, she said this is before he passed out and he was on the phone. Like,
nothing
makes sense.
And like from his outfit, and I'm looking at it now, and that hat and the glass, everything, that looks like something from the 70s.
Yes. So I'm like, she had her allegations in, like, the 80-something. What he was wearing looked like sort of a 70s outfit.
Yeah.
She said this happened in 1982, okay? 1982? That looks like something from the 70s. So
that looks like something
sense.
From the 70s. I mean, like, or it 70s, late 70s. It could have been early 80s, but it could have been.
It could have been, but it just doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Now, I'm not saying I don't condone rape. So many people, it's a tragic issue. I don't condone rape. But
I don't
my
either,
thing
but.
is, We don't have any factual evidence to say that this man performed these acts. But another sense is like, hey, you are not invincible, Bill Cosby. You are not immortal. They can come for you just like they come from any black American out here. So this proves you that you're not invincible. So all this backlash and all this talking that you were talking about, black America, they were this, they were that, look who's coming for you. Your white beloved people that you love so much. And I have nothing against white people because I have a lot of white friends. I love them to death. But these so-called people that were here in this corner, these higher powers, as they say, because they always have higher powers in this industry, that he was hanging around, you know, are basically
backstabbing. And let's face it, when they have money, they pay for things to go away.
Exactly. And like we said prior to this, he might have had stopped paying, and the cover-up has now been revealed to the entire world.
So what do you think about Louisa Moritz? She claimed that Cosby forced oral sex during his appearance on the Carson show.
That's the actress
that played in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
But the thing about it is,
she's claiming that it was in 1971 at NBC Studios.
There is no, excuse my language, but there is no way in hell that could possibly happen. You know why? Because in the 70s, that was the same time when they were dealing with so much racism. I don't care how much of a black past you got. For a black man at that time, there was no way he could even get away with that on a car. Because the Carson show itself, they was racist.
Yeah.
There was no way he could have had got out with that and not got backlash for that at all. There was no way. There was no way he could get away with that and it'd be secret unless she put that up there. Because, you know, back then, people sleep their way up to the, you know, success. I don't believe that. There was no way he could have got away with that on the Carson show. It was hard enough for black people to even get on a Carson show. That's when, what's her name, Joan Rivers would go on there. Joan Rivers, and it was hard enough for women to get on a Carson show. There's no way in hell that I believe that actually happened. I don't believe it. You know, I don't care if he's famous or anything, but if he did rape one or two, I don't know about all of them, but if he raped somebody, he deserves to go down and burn in flames. But as of now, logically, we cannot make any assumptions until we see actual facts. These statements do not add up.
Did you see the one with Linda Joy Trace?
No, what did she say? What was her statement?
She claims that Cosby tried to drug her and assault her more than 40 years ago.
See, this is the thing. But why now?
She has a long history of, it says she has a long history of prison in 2012 after serving more than 3 years for trafficking oxycodone and possession of controlled substances and obtaining a controlled substance by fraud. So,
we can't listen to certain people's statements because half of these women look like they've been using drugs, they're on drug abuse, but not to say that a sexual incident could lead to that. But if you have, you know, kind of a paper trail behind you of a lot of substance abuse and lying and different things like that, we can't really go off of your statement, okay?
Yeah, because
Exactly. A lot of these people, if we research some of these people's character, they don't add up, okay? So if they have a lot of, like, you know, like imprisonment and things like that, I don't think we can really kind of, you know, go off of what they said. They might be trying to do this so they can get some money. They might be broke. They might want to, you know, fix their habit or something.
Yeah, but there again, that could be why, it took them so long to say something because of their character. They didn't think anybody
exactly.
would believe.
Exactly. That could
they
be another
low,
show.
They
I
have
mean,
low self-esteem. They have low self-esteem. They don't think anybody believes them. Hell, half of them probably the ones that are on the drugs and stuff. You know, they don't care for themselves. Hell, you're killing yourself. I mean, you know, just never know.
We never know. We will never actually know the true story, but I know it's more people that might call in later to talk about the show. We're going to go to some quick music. We're going to come right back. You can stay on the line with us because we're going to talk about some more stuff on the wrap-up on Less Radio Online. And I got a new song from 4EY. 4EY is a group out here in the DMV, and they got a song, new song called Scoot Over, their new single, and it's going to go viral soon. It got a new dance with it, so it's called Scoot Over. And we're going to come right back on Less Radio Online, man. Don't forget to check out that app.
Got a new broad and a new car and ain't foreign. And that new crib got rooms you can't even go in. And that all white room look like it got stolen. And your friend wanna roll too cause we important. Baby, scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over. Pocahontas, but a ponytail and long. Make her scoot over so her cousins could come. Alright, sip, alright, say your hat like that was time. She gon' bust it open, bubblegum. Fold deep in the foreign, take them off real quick. I tell the baddest to scoot over. Boo, like, ain't that disrespectful? I can change your time, make your time special. The bad guys the crew, but I got something else with me sideways at you, so you got to make room. Scoot over. I got a new broad and a new car and they foreign, and that new crib got rooms you can't even go in. And that all white room looking like it got snowed. And your friend wanna roll too cause we important. Baby, scoot over. And scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over, it's scoot over. It's scoot over.
Let me go, Jimmy.
This is so exclusive. Say you on the road, that's exactly what we doing. Whether we freaking or we cooling, your friends wanna come too. Tell them we can do it. We can get love like someone started shooting. When it's just me and you, we can hop in that coupe. We can chop off the top, baby, we can go ruthless. They gon' look at us crazy, they gon' look at us foolish. Party all night. Show you something different. Can blow your mind. But your friends wanna ride. I got a new broad and a new car and they foreign. And that new crib got rooms you can't even go in. And that all white room looking like it got snowed. And your friend wanna roll too cause we important. Baby, scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. It's scoot over. You gotta scoot over. It's scoot over.
Yeah. That was Scoot Over right there from 4EY The Future, a new hot group. There are three young men that are doing their thing. Also, tomorrow night is going down in El Fuegon. we have the Mix and Mingle with DJ Eclipse on the ones and twos and Lush Radio Online. We'll be doing live on-site interviews. Business owners, come bring your business cards and everything like that out there, promotional material. It's going to be on and popping. We have live performances. Please bring some canned food so we can support the needy out here for Thanksgiving. It's a lot of things going down. So definitely need you guys to come out and support. And definitely big shout-out to my girl Yolanda. She downloaded the app. A lot of people are downloading the apps and giving us the feedback. You want to check out the information on the app. We have events coming up on the app. You can see all that with the information, address, and all that. And we're going to go back to the phone lines. There's so many things going on this week on the wrap-up. You still there with me, Yolanda?
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, my bad. Lonnie Love. Lonnie Love is live in the building. Lonnie Love. I'm so used to calling her by her regular name. She was going to kill me, but Lonnie Love is in the building with us tonight.
What's up?
What'd you think about that Scoot Over song from Hot or Not? Would you call it Hot, Not, or Lukewarm?
I'd call it Hot. I could see it popping off in the club. You know what I'm saying? Especially
okay.
in the, yeah, I could see it popping off like in the little lounges and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I can definitely see it, and I can also see it in the strip clubs. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, definitely. And they break a lot of songs at the strip clubs, too, also. Most of the, songs originally were broken in the strip clubs.
They do. I mean, you get the right dancer to like that song and turn that song out, it's all she wrote.
Definitely. Well, you know, they got the Bobby Smarter, the Smarter dance, and you know, a lot of it's moving into the whole dance and stuff again. So they've actually made up a dance and stuff for this song.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so they can, you know, the young kids, they got this dance called the Yeet. And what is this other thing? They got all kinds of dances and stuff. But
are they on YouTube? Is the dance on YouTube?
It's on YouTube. A couple of the little different dance teams that come on or whatever. They actually ask different people to upload their version of, you know, the Scoot Over song, adding their different dances to it. So
mm-hmm.
they're going to shoot a video for it. So I'm looking to see it maybe go viral and stuff. The guys have the look, and they have, you know, the drive. So I think they're definitely going to do some stuff. They've been doing a lot of big things, definitely in the DMV, and they've been traveling a lot. So, you know, good luck to 4EY, you know.
Right.
You got an official hot tonight on the show, on a Hot or Not Friday, on a wrap-up. Now, we have a couple more issues. I'm going to talk to you more about, we're going to talk more about the Bill Cosby and stuff, but we have some other stuff. Micheline Bowman of Fox 5 and Meet Me Monday had her birthday this past weekend. We had Tracy Braxton. She was live in the building. It was Lance from Carolina Kitchen was in there. So many wonderful people were in the building on Meet Me Monday at the Half Note. A lot of performances. It was like a straight concert in there. So for all the people that missed it and stuff, check out the Instagram and Facebook for more photos. Also, the past couple of weeks, you know, Veterans Day was around, and all the veterans were out there. I'm also a veteran. And Ginger Miller of Veterans Interactive, Women Veterans Interactive, we were over there. She had so many different celebrities, from Angela Robinson to Renee Lawless from the Haves and Have-Nots. And Bentley Farnsworth Bentley was there, and Kim Coles. We were able to interview them and, you know, do coverage of the event. Women's Interactive, womensveteraninteractive.org is a site that provides women veterans that are disabled veterans or just veterans in general that need help and need support, whether you went through rape trauma or you've been through PTSD or just in general and you're trying to readjust. They give you access to transitional homes, getting back into the workforce, housing, and many more things over there. So make sure you log on to www.womenveteransinteractive.org and look for, and you get as much information as you need if you're a disabled veteran and you need more info. So definitely salute to Ginger Miller for all her activism going out there to support the people. And also another event is going down in December. Donnie from Baltimore News is having his 50th anniversary of journalism, so we'll be out there covering that. And also, there's you going to be there?
I'd like to go to that. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be going down in December. And then there's also the Kris Kringle Toy Drive. There's a toy drive going on also with Larry White. You know, people can display their businesses and stuff. And it's going to be an event with a lot of, big name people there in the building. I think there's also an all-black party. I think it's an annual all-black event featuring Kenny Lattimore. And I think it's Kenny Lattimore and Evelyn. Is it? Hold on.
Evelyn.
Vivian Green. No, Vivian Green. It's an all-black affair, okay. And that's going to be Saturday, November 29th, and that's Thanksgiving weekend. And it's going to be at the Sheraton in Arlington, Virginia. For more information, you can check out the website or check out the Instagram. It's on there. And we already know that 106 in Park got canceled. You know, I'm trying to figure out what Bow Wow's going to do now.
Wow.
what is Bow Wow going to do now? I mean, like.
Yeah, what is he going to do?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess we'll put another album out.
If anybody wants to listen to his stuff anymore, I mean, come on, like, seriously? No one wants to listen to Bow Wow anymore.
He can always do a celebrity boxing match with the with Rock. What's his name? Rock.
Yeah, I mean he could do something like that. But you know the thing is, I kind of got disappointed with Bow Wow because you know Bow Wow was so talented. We watched him grow up, and then he tried to act like this old bad boy. And I'm like, you're not a bad boy. We watched you grow up, just like we watched Lil Wayne grow up, and freaking Chris Brown. Like you dudes need to stop this mess. So I mean.
Right.
You go from 106 and Park. I feel like it's a step back for you. 106 and Park should be more of a stepping stone for people if they want to become a correspondent and stuff like that. You shouldn't be on 106 and Park. You should be doing and headlining and doing big movies. You're an actor. Like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about Wow. I don't know, because now they said they're going digitally, but I think that's just a cover-up because they're not doing anything anymore. But so what else is left on BET to watch then, people? BET is like, what is BET doing, you know?
Yeah.
So
what are they going to do? What are they going to do next? That's the question, because, I mean, we have to have some type of platform for our musicians.
Exactly.
I mean, that was the main black musicians.
Exactly, you know. I mean, they took Teen Summit away. Then they had 106 in Park. I mean, so what else is left? There's nothing else to watch on BET. No one wants to watch the BET movies and they do all these, like, subtitles or they, like, clean it up. They be like, Mother Juicer, I'm going to kiss you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to hear that crap.
Right.
You know what? No one watches those BET movies, so, you know, sad to say, you know, BET is definitely going downhill. And then, you know, with Revolt TV, like, Revolt TV didn't do what I expected it to do either, you know? I'm thinking, like, since BET is, like, 106 and Park is gone, you would take Revolt TV and try to, you know, run with it now. You know what I'm saying? Since that market is open. You know, they have
right.
No urban outlet for anything. There's no BET in the basement. There's no rap. There's nothing. You know, for the artists to express themselves at anymore. So, I don't know. You know,
yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen.
106 and Park.
So,
they did 14 years.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm assuming that Bow Wow has a little nest egg of money. If his money doesn't run out after American, what's her Mina, whatever her name, his little fake fiance, if she doesn't you know suck him dry, you know, but
Right.
I, that's none of my business. I'm going to sip some tea and mind my business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, I guess she's been around the industry for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. And she's definitely, one of the comedians got into a spat with him online Twitter because he apparently called Bow Wow's fiance a whore. And he was like,
right.
I'm going to have
I think
a,
he said,
put on his,
see, he said something like, everybody falls for a whore or something like at least once or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he said.
It was Rock. What's his name? Tony Rock.
It was, yeah, Tony Rock said that. And then Bow Wow said, I'm going to have a talk with you. We're going to have a talk, man. Talk about what? She's a whore. We saw
right.
her on freaking Love and Hip Hop. She's a whore. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know.
I've never seen her. Is that what you got when you watched her? I mean, her whole demeanor and everything. I mean,
I'm like, she's a gold digger. Like, and also the other thing is like, okay, Bow Wow got some money. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she moves on to the next person. And then not too long ago, she said she was gay. So I'm like, I don't know what she wants to do. She's confused. I don't know. But
So Bow Wow, when he gets married, he's subject to coming home. And his woman may be with a woman because 1 minute she wants a woman.
But I don't think he's going to be mad at that, though. He might be like, let's all have fun, you know?
Yeah, he might. I mean, that might be what's going on now.
Exactly. They might be having orgies, threesomes, and all kinds of stuff, you know? It might be eyes wide shut, up in that joint. Who knows what's going on up in there, man? Might be a flex show.
Exactly. You never know.
They're turning that little midget out over there.
They're both 27. I mean, you know. I mean, I guess she probably made a little money off Love and off her show.
And they both got a lot of freak in them, so they getting their freak on. You know, hey, who knows? You know,
right.
But she does. What was she doing prior to Love and Hip Hop, though? That's the thing.
Right, but who was she supposed to be loving on Love and Hip Hop?
I think it was the dude Dollar, whatever. What is it? Olivia's manager, I think. They was supposed to be talking to each other. Dollar something. You know, Olivia's manager or whatever. It used to be manager or whatever. Dollars. Rich Dollars, that's what his name is.
Yeah, okay, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, apparently. But, I mean, you know, each is all, you know, all this, you know, reality show stuff, a lot of the stuff, not everyone's reality show, but some of the stuff is just ratchet. This is nonsense. You know, but I mean, that's not long.
I don't even care for reality shows because in my mind, they're not really reality. Some of that stuff is scripted. Come on.
Exactly. Some of the stuff doesn't make no sense. Also, shout out to my man Rick Ross. You know, he went from eating human beings to eating salads. Man, shout out to my man over there, Rick Ross. He lost mad weight, and I know he did not do it via exercise. My man got liposuction or something because there's no way in hell you can lose like 3 people off of your body in that short period of time, Rick Ross. Stop lying. Anyway, but salute to him.
Yeah.
I ain't hating him because I need to lose a couple of pounds myself, so I ain't hating at all. Whatever you used, I need some of that, Rick Ross. Send it in the mail. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, what's the sister up?
What is the secret to that? I mean, well, he's, you know, he was hanging around, you know, Fat Joe and stuff. So who's, I mean, I'm assuming the next person is going to be DJ Khaled after that because, you know, Fat Joe, you know, lost mad weight. And, you know, now it's Rick Ross. So I'm assuming that, you know.
He has some type of networking type of program for business people. And they're selling, like, supplements and all kinds of stuff. Maybe it was his supplement, who knows?
Nah, not that fast, man, girl, no. I don't believe that. Them man titties don't go away that fast. Come on now.
No. they probably had to taper those down too.
They definitely did some type of surgery
or something.
Wow, actually, Rick Ross pants can actually, even after Rick Ross has lost all this weight, he still can't pull his pants all the way up. They still falling off his ass. Wow, Rick Ross. Okay, shout out to you, man. For real. Salute to you. With your pants hanging all the way down to your ankles.
How much weight did he lose?
I don't know. He lost a lot of weight. And Missy Elliott, she looks so very nice now. She's lost a lot of weight also. But I know she was sick at one time. But, you know, everybody had their different health issues or health problems or whatever. But, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, them, you know, losing the weight. Because, you know, with, you know, the more weight you gain, the more issues you have. You know what I'm saying? There's some people that gain weight and don't have any health issues. But you know what? You know, in this day and time, I honestly feel like the government's trying to kill us on the low. So, you know, you got to definitely watch what you consume in today's America.
Yeah, well, Rick Ross did lose a lot of weight, but he would be able to pull those pants up if they were his size.
Right. Shout out to the skinny jeans, man. They're not meant for you to pull all the way up.
Straight up skinny jeans. That's exactly what is going on in the picture that I see.
Exactly. That is crazy. And, but you know, the other thing is the Aaliyah movie. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, unbelievable.
I think it was some straight boo-boo. I think it's some straight boo-boo, okay? I'm like, come on, man. First off, they already know they should have picked me to play. Hell.
You should have played Missy. You should have definitely played Missy. Yeah.
Girl, I had people on here screaming and y'all talking about, yo, Lush Radio Live should have played Missy, right? Yo, why did they have a light-skinned chick playing Missy Elliott? On top of that, they didn't even go by the time period, okay? They had Missy Elliott was like 80 pounds Adidas suit. I don't even know if that was Adidas or some other little runoff off-brand stuff. And then her weave was jacked up. Like, come on, man.
Missy's weave was never jacked up.
Never.
Okay. And then, not only that, what about, what's the matter with the guy that played R. Kelly? Did he look like R. Kelly anywhere at all?
He didn't even look like R. Kelly. And why did some of his makeup, I guess they put makeup on him, half of his makeup was going off his face. Like, I was like, wow. I was like, I mean.
So the production was terrible.
Production was terrible. Acting was terrible. They couldn't license none of the music. Some of the story was off.
So somebody's kids just got some parts to play in the movie.
Well, even the girl didn't even look like Aaliyah. I'm like, they had a girl online that they had put a petition about that looked exactly like Aaliyah, sung like her. I mean, had Aaliyah down to the T, and they didn't pick her, right? Yeah, they had one girl like that.
That was politics. They already knew who they wanted. Somebody's parent was connected somewhere and something.
Now, my other thing was going back to Bill Cosby. He got all these white women coming after him. Why was this movie geared towards light and bright, almost near white in the casting?
Yeah,
the only
crazy
person that was black was R. Kelly.
R. Kelly was not that dark.
R. Kelly was never that black. Dude was so black, it was ridiculous. R. Kelly was never that black.
No.
Okay? Mm-hmm. You had that dude, I think they put extra makeup on him to make him super black. So I'm like, it was kind of racist to me. I mean, first off, Damon Dash was never that light-skinned, and he was never tall. Damon Dash is not that tall. That dude looked like a basketball player with jacked up teeth on top of that. Damon Dash teeth is not jacked up like that, okay? On top of that, he had jacked up teeth, and then that shirt looked like extra small, that white shirt he had on. Then Aaliyah looked like she was Asian. She looked like she was part Asian or whatever. She ain't had no tint of brown in her. She ain't look like Aaliyah at all. I'm like, y'all had low budget outfit, okay? I'm like, y'all had a budget. What was y'all doing? Somebody had an iPhone in the movie.
Yo, somebody took some shortcuts. and all the money that they didn't use for the budget, they got to put it in their pocket.
Exactly, man. They just like destroyed the whole entire, like, I'm like, this woman was the icon. Beyonce, Rihanna, none of these chicks would have been on. She the one that actually set the platform for them to even get and be icons that they are today. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, it's still a theory to me that, you know, a lot of people feel like she was sacrificed because the story still doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
No.
A lot of people feel she was sacrificed. In order for certain people to get on, and I believe because the other thing is, you see Jay-Z all lovey dovey with Aaliyah, and you see Dame Dash with her, right? But that's supposed to be Dame girl. But what I heard from the inside story is that Jay had her first one, was treating her like garbage, and you know what I'm saying. And then Dame decided he wanted to, you know, see her full time. You know what I mean? Because back then they were always, you know, passing girls back and forth. You know,
yeah,
and
they,
you know,
they
was crazy
that in the industry.
And then, you know, and you know, all of a sudden, Dame Dash kind of went kind of berserker a little bit after the kind of died. He kind of like, you know, and I think a lot of the stuff stemmed from like the whole Aaliyah situation, because it doesn't explain a lot of things that happened within The Rock. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, it's
you
a lot
that shortly after that, The Rock started dwindling.
Uh-huh, and whose career advanced the most?
Jay's.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey,
everybody else took a back seat.
Everybody took a back seat, everybody fell off. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the thing is,
and I'm trying
people
to
believe
out,
what you...
Why is it, and I mean, please forgive me for what I'm about to say, and I might be opening up some cans of worms. I don't know. And I might regret what I'm going to say. I don't know. Why is it, but I'm going to say it, that he is the only one who never went to jail? He is the only one who hasn't, I mean, have you heard of him really being in trouble with the IRS or?
Exactly.
Anything? He's never been, he is like one of the only rappers that's going to the White House and all this other stuff. I mean,
Puffy, Puffy ain't never even really went to the White House. Puffy ain't never been on Oprah. Puffy never been on Oprah.
Why is it that they have Secret Service cars and all that stuff?
That's what I'm saying. It's the inner circle, man.
Is it me? Am I tripping? Or what?
Girl, the higher powers is watching, girl. They're watching us right now. They might tap us, man. they might hit us with the Wendy volume and shit.
Shut them down. Shut them down.
But I mean, you never lied about that. Real talk, like, he's the only one. Puffy took an L. Puffy got caught up. Everybody, like, you know, he's never took in a situation. He never had a situation. You know, all his stuff is clean.
And everybody on The Rock, everybody got in trouble except him. Why is
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Are you the only one successful out of everybody? Dame's still doing all right, you know, with his art stuff and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
But... you know, and you'll never hear about the stuff that he really does behind the scenes. You see him? Did you see the interview where he went off and he vented and everything?
Yeah, I mean, it's deeper rooted than what we're seeing in the limelight. But I mean, real talk, it's a lot of deep issues. And the thing about it is, I noticed he's the only one that got on, and everybody in his camp got on for a little bit, but he doesn't want to stop. It's like everything is for the gain of himself, you know? And it's like,
and
if he's willing to... Go ahead.
And if you would notice, if they was on one time, but they never got on ever again.
Exactly.
So it's almost like they're blackballed.
Exactly.
Circle. Right. Why is it nobody from your whole, from your, the beginning of your crew, like the start
of your career blowing up.
Your whole entire Marcy clique. Your whole entire Marcy clique. Not one of them actually blew up. The original Marcy clique, right? None of them blew up.
Exactly.
Even though Memphis Bleek is good, because he always took him like a little brother or like fam, and he give him whatever, but why didn't this dude ever come out with his own music? You know what I'm saying? He ain't never come out with an EP, an album, or nothing. What happened?
A label, nothing. Just, it's like you don't even hear them from them anymore.
Exactly. So
it's like
you
they just vanished. And nobody's eating except him.
It's a lot of suspicious stuff, you know what I mean? But to each his own. I mean, it's a whole culture behind this whole thing, man. It's like a whole cult, and like if you're not in that inner circle, or you defy that inner circle, they turn on you quick. You know what I'm saying? They turn on you real quick. So it's just really crazy. And you know, I like big butts, and I cannot lie. And speaking on that, Kim Kardashian has a butt that looks like two glazed Krispy Kreme donuts, man.
Yeah.
Two glazed Krispy Kreme donuts. And it looked like she was rolling around in oil when she took this shot. But apparently she wanted to break the internet. And it really didn't break the internet. It just mostly like, she wanted to shock people. They paid her a large amount of money to do it, but I'm like, my thing is, you're married, you got a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't even have to do this. You know, at first I thought it was just like one of those Smooth magazine things, or like Men's magazine, how the chicks be posing or whatever. And it was just when I saw that she did the full frontal, I'm like, yo, is this a spread out of Playboy magazine? Was good. She might as well did Playboy for that.
You might as well. But in Playboy,
you know what I'm saying?
Playboy is, even though it's still kind of raunchy,
mm-hmm.
it's still classy. It's not trashy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They do stuff with taste. It's not making you look so much like a whore like other magazines do.
Exactly. But the thing about it is that, you know, her facial expression looked like she was like, just come on and get it. Let's have an orgy. I mean, she just looks very raunchy in the whole situation. It just looked very raunchy. I didn't feel like it was becoming of her, especially when she's becoming a brand. You know what I'm saying? It's different when you was doing all of your stuff. Like, I know she came out as being a whore. Yeah, in the Ray J days, but I mean, you're beyond that now, even though you still come off as an airhead to me. But at the end of the day, you're building a brand from your reality show to, you know, other things you're doing. I mean, she has a freaking video game app that is bringing in billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? So you're sitting here, you got people who are scientific technicians that are looking at you and saying, wow, you've achieved this goal, and you go around and do this stupid stuff, it doesn't make sense to me. I think it's idiotic for her to do something like this.
Well, her husband ain't have too much to say about it. He was happy.
I mean,
I guess that's all that happens, right?
He don't care because he ain't really doing nothing himself. He's just sitting there just doing whatever. He don't. I mean, I haven't heard nothing from him in a minute, so I don't know what he's doing, so we don't know. He's just a lost cause. Because you know what? We don't have the answers. We don't have the answers, man.
Hey, let me ask you this question. Did you see the black girl who did the same picture that Kim Kardashian did with the champagne glass and everything?
Exactly. That was. I think he redid that shot, basically. That one was like an old shot. But she had a real
glass. Yeah,
I think she was like an African chick or something. And the only thing with hers was natural. And you know Kim Kardashian, you know what I noticed? When she starts dating like more and more, when she starts dating black people, her butt just starts getting bigger and stuff. You know, her butt has grown several inches, like even more than that, as the year has grown. You know, I'm like, I've never seen a butt grow. Like, what is that? Like chia pet? You know how the hair grows and stuff? You add water to it and the shit grow?
Like, it's
yeah,
like a
she had
wet butt. Yeah. It, I mean, that's just, that's just crazy.
I don't know, but, you know, it's definitely a crazy thing. But, you know, Timbaland's thoughts on the Aaliyah movie, he was pissed off about it. And
oh,
he told everybody to go in on their Instagram, and they just put some ridiculous stuff up.
Yeah, they did. That was ludicrous. He was highly pissed off.
But they also made Aaliyah look
kind of soft. Yeah. All of them was on the road and stuff together, and they was real tight.
Exactly.
They used to be like Budweiser Superflex fours and stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy. I didn't understand that whole situation. But we're gonna go to a quick movie. What am I talking about?
You going to the movies when you leave?
I'm like, what?
You got a hot date? You can't wait to get her.
So speaking of the movies, they have a new movie theater called iPick Theater in Bethesda.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, this movie theater is to die for. You always looking for a grown adult place to go, so now they got a bar in there and they have a little lounge. Also, when you're in the movie theater, you can pay for advanced seating where you can have a big plush couch that's a recliner with a pillow and a cover, and they serve you drinks and food right there at the movie theater, and you got unlimited popcorn.
What is this costing?
It's called iPick Theater.
Wait a minute, but what is the full treatment costing to get all of that?
I think for the starting off for like the advanced seat, I think it's like $24. And they said I think a drink is like $9 or something, they said. I think 9 or less than that. I don't know. But
uh-huh.
The start off is like $24. But from what I've been hearing from the reviews, it's worth the money. But I'll be going there soon because I think I want to go check out The Hobbit and do a movie review on it and check it out. But I think
mm-hmm.
I think it might, you know, and also in movie theaters now is Beyond the Light. It's like a romantic story about a young lady in the music industry. It talks about, you know, the darkness behind the industry and falling in love and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's out right now, and you know, it's a couple movies out and everything. So,
yeah.
But The Hobbit is coming soon, and that's definitely a movie I'm going to do a review on.
Okay,
but no,
we
gotta definitely check it out. But I'm gonna go to a song, some Biggie, real quick, and we're gonna come right back and we're gonna talk more about the wrap up on Lush Radio Online with your girl Lonnie Love and your girl Lushy Lush in the building.
In the building.
Take that. Don't think shit, sink pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's
dead right, it's the head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us.
Come on.
Talk goes through us. Girls want to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Here I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily.
Take that.
Recently, niggas frontin' ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, nigga flaunt it. That Brooklyn bullshit, we on it.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess it's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, Biggie, Biggie,
uh-huh.
Can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways.
I put hoes in NY onto DKNY.
Uh-huh.
Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? The niggas ride dick. Frank White push the stick. Call the Lex, LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Gon' blast.
Being on some chips. We go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bills.
Now I'm finished, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you so I've been still slow down to earth. Cause we'll do it, we can do it on the turf. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. This shit a motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Who the f*** is, boy? OBO, man, we really with the shit, boy. Yeah, really with the shit. I should probably shout a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know no one that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga, boy, they love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. They couldn't see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip. Rip.
Yo, believe me. Believe me. Why those both of those Drake songs sound the same, like they rocking on the same beat? Is it just me or it sound the same?
No, they sound the same.
Exactly. They think they be tricking us and stuff when they be doing the song. They just put different lyrics on it.
Pretty real. Much. But that's for real, those non-veterans in music.
Exactly. Well, also in the past news, the Migos, the three boy band, the group or whatever, Migos, the rappers. Apparently, they were in D.C. and there was a fight that broke out at the club, and the guy, I guess his name is Quavo, he got his chain snatched, and apparently there was a beef with Chief Keef and stuff, and one of the fans had the chain or something, so I don't know, but he got his chain snatched in D.C. These young boys always want to get into some fights, yeah.
No, so what is the estimated value of this chain? Have they released that information?
No, but
this could be an insurance scheme.
It could be an insurance thing. I mean, but you know, no black people. I love my black people, but you know they ain't put no insurance on that chain. Come on now. Now, if they were white, then I would believe that story. You know. But trust, no black people put no insurance on. You know, they like, I got that, But I'm also on another note, Solange shut down the internet with, I think she set like several trends. Within her marriage, okay, getting married to this older guy. I mean, this dude is old. I mean, he's like 50. She's like what? She's young. But anyway, on top of that, they look cute. Dude is 50 years old.
I didn't know that.
That dude is old, girl. That guy is old.
Long as he treat her good, that's all that matters.
Well, she seems like she's in love. But one thing she did is she made a fashion statement. I mean. She made a fashion statement. She took it to a whole nother level. I mean, from the wedding gown to her outfit that she rode the bike in. I mean, she's a very eccentric young lady.
She took me back to like Fox and Foxy Brown type stuff.
Exactly. I was like chicka chicka bow.
That was like a 70s type. The everything.
Exactly. It was like a 70s with a little twist of 2014 in it. And the thing was, they made a fashion statement. I mean, the whole stance with, you know, the sister, the mom, and everybody else in there, it looked like a cover off of Vogue magazine. You know, it was beautiful.
Exactly. I was loving the bikes. I mean, you know, they didn't go out. They didn't spend a whole bunch of money. You know, it wasn't about how much money they spent. It was just beautiful. I thought it was tastefully done, you know?
I think it was tasteful. Different. I think it was beautiful.
It was trendsetting. But, you know, it was everything.
But did definitely set a trend. And, you know, the crazy thing, I said this was a very untraditional but classy and full of fashion this wedding was, right?
So one of the people that were the commenters, they was like, "How you call this classy when her cleavage is out?" I'm like, "You can't see your titties, dude. Like, you're being over dramatic." I think it
pretty
was very
much,
classy,
I mean,
and it was tasteful.
Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but you and I both have a nice size rack, and we can't hide
our titties. They're huge, you know. But but when you have smaller, a little bit smaller titties than ours, you can wear stuff like that, you know, and get away with it, you know.
Right.
You can get away with stuff like that. Also, Tracy Braxton has the album Crash and Burn. Check that out. Support on her music. And then, you know, the same thing with that whole, the whole situation with that about, you know, the all white with Solange and stuff. So the Kardashians try to mock them and try to do their version of the all white thing, but they tried it. They tried it. They were looking like a hot mess. They know better not to do that because they mad because Kim didn't break the internet, so they had to come with full force. Don't try it because, you know, Kim, you want to be Beyonce, even though I'm not a big Beyonce fan, but you already know she wanted to be Beyonce. So she can't stand her not being in the center of the attention. The whole family, attention hungry.
Yeah, they have to, like, be, like, the center of everything.
Exactly. Yep. Then
they media hungry.
They always media hungry. And then, you know, Melissa Milano, you remember her from she was there with Tony. Remember she was on that sitcom back in the day, like in the '80s. What was it? Melissa Milano. She's also in that movie with the witches and stuff or whatever. But anyway, Melissa Milano. She was breastfeeding and she took a selfie of it, and they say
what?
That it's more. They were saying it was offensive more than Kim Kardashian's naked picture. And I'm like, this is natural. Why is that more offensive than
natural.
You know her being naked?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, so, how can you?
So they had a.
You gotta feed your child, don't you?
Yeah, you got to fill them that milk. Milk it. You got to give them that milk, you know. But Kim Kardashian always offends everyone. So who cares? That's her life. That's what she does. She's true to herself. You know, she lives life naked. She's going to always be naked. So, oh, well, we have to deal with her nakedness and her booty looking like Krispy Kreme
right.
donuts. I feel so sorry for Michael Phelps. But I'm going to be honest with you.
You left this open. Thought I was a donut. Tried to glaze me.
You are nuts. Oh, my gosh, people. Oh, my God. Michael Phelps, okay. Michael Phelps, apparently, before he went into rehab, and, I mean, Michael Phelps was a hottie. You know, at a time, but he went into freaking rehab, and they said he had a wild night with an alleged girlfriend. So this self-proclaimed girlfriend just came out on Facebook saying that she was born a man and didn't tell Michael. But if you look at the picture, which is on our site, she looks like a transsexual. She looks like a transgender and not a cute one. She looks like a man.
So do you think he knew?
I think he knew, and I think he into it on a low. Because there's no way in hell that you couldn't tell. And look at the picture. If you look at it, she looks like a transgender. She looks like one.
Well, to each
I'm like, if you down for the ding-a-ling and titties, I mean, go ahead and get down with the ding-a-ling and titties. I don't knock you, but I'm just saying you can't sit here and deny it. Nobody can say that that's not a dude. That looks like a dude. Come on now. Now, maybe he was using drugs. Maybe he was using drugs. And he was under the influence, and he was like, the hell with it.
Yeah, she done turned him out. She got some big hands.
She done pricked him
out. And not only is there some big hands, there's an Adam's apple.
Oh, I think that kind of looks like one. I don't even think she shaved hers down. Oh, my God. And
what?
She looked like she got surgery and stuff. She looked like she got surgery done. She looks like a trainee. She looks like she was on that RuPaul thing. You know, the runway thing with the trainees and stuff.
Right.
But she didn't look. She don't look like she would have had one though.
Is it me or do you? Because I'm looking at the picture from Daily UK, and I see the Adam's apple. So why didn't he? He had to know. He's just denying it now.
I don't know. I think he's keeping it on the down low. Nobody has to know. Wow, wow, wow. Michael Phelps, I'm sorry for you, man. But you can't sit here and act like you don't know. You knew about that. Also, don't forget to follow House of Hair, House of Hair DMV, where you can get your extensions and weave done. Enjoy up to 35% off on your next sewing, DMV. On Instagram. Yeah, baby. Mm.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, get it done, baby.
Yo, it's your girl, Leslie Les, and your girl, Lonnie Love, live in the building, Les Radio Online. And this is the wrap-up. Micheline Bowman right now is at live at the Carolina Kitchen celebrating more of her birthday festivities. So check her out and support her. Also, tomorrow, don't forget to come down to El Fuegon and check out Paris J's wonderful stylings. Bring some canned food. Support, support, support. It's going down. Lonnie Love, you got anything to put out there to tell the people about this going on or anything like that?
I know that Lance is supposed to be having a he's doing his annual food drive as well, the 12th annual. I know that's coming
okay.
up. I can't remember exactly where it is.
Okay. So when we get that information, we'll definitely give you guys that. Don't forget to check out the app. Also, give me your quick feedback. You checked out the app and stuff, so what you think about it, Lonnie?
What'd you say?
You checked out the app. What you think about it?
I like the app. I think it's very user-friendly. It's very detailed. I like it.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate it. Big shout-out to Brian Thornwell for definitely creating the app for us. If you're looking for an app, just hit us up. We'll give you more information. You want to get on the show, just hit us up at lushradioonline.com. Don't forget to log on. Make sure you download the app, check the app out, put the icon on your phone. There's no reason for you to ask me about what we do, anything we do. How can I listen to the show? It's all on the app. So it's problem free. It's your girl, Leslie Lush. I love you all. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. I don't do this for me. I do it for the people, man. And you know what? Believe me, tonight is a turn up. Let's all turn up tonight and have fun. I'm out of here. Lush Radio Online. We in the building, man. Lil Wayne, believe me, we out.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know anyone that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one that come to see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Phone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Mepster, ballin' pop, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many wanna be Harvey, easy, it's all in together, going all out together, it don't take much to please me, still homes are never satisfied like the stones, we don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, who blast with a license, to kill rap recitants, come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home, to cow,
fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out, get this shit to crackin', got you feeling with your pipes out, time for some action, surfing the avenue, mad at you, where I used to battle crews, back when that had that attitude, cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in, got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again, same song, armed with the mega bomb, blow you out the frame, then I'm gone,
yo, I was going too, but we roam, cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh, blood and bones, don't condone, spin bank loans and homegrown, suckers break like turbo and ozone, when I grab the broom, moonwalk, platoon hawk, my goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon, lost, true, V9's in the club with my suit, D9 in the glove, right behind on the boss. haters don't touch. Way is both up, now my neighbor doped up. Got the cable hooked up, all channels. Lift my shirt, all mammal. You ship off keys and we ship grand piano. Hold off shotgun, hand on the pump. Sipping on the 40, smoking on the blood. Bust my gun, man and meth, didn't jump. La 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 la.
The cat.
As I walk in the shadow of death, 16 men on a dead man's chest. Your host is me, Mr. H.O.T. And I guess you get splashed with the pack. Nobody go till the guard say so. You got a second or more to run for the dough. Before I blow back off the map contact, you take no stack, cook you down like that. Run from death, rocket launcher. Yes, Mr. Meth pulls the foremost death. Catch dead wrong, song too long. Get swung on, can't we all get along? See my pinky, see my thumb. See that kid break the pawn shotgun. Bust your gun, leave your whole shit numb. Now what's this? Smell like bitch. Bitch, a big mouth, a gappy trap. You leave the good shout, you down, no doubt. Shout and struck through the shout and shun. Pump, pump, pump on my shout and drum. Kick his dump there, step in the square. Kids ain't playing over here. Player, only one way, and that's my way. Grim Reaper calling, judgment day. Let the countdown begin. I was born in the mind. Take the head of the snake. Behold, I'm a gang. Ain't no love for the rich. Only strong will survive. But we live by the soul. 3 plus 6.
Fill it up, go girl.